Since the pandemic, I often say that life is on hard mode. The ups and downs seem all the more pronounced. And sometimes we don't even realize that something has changed. I am only grateful that I get to be here another day, still struggling and still trying to fulfill our dreams. And this year was definitely about making those a reality. I launched an app, I made a game, and I got to meet one of my favorite BGM bands. I also say that video game music stays with us every step of the way, and that couldn't be more true for 2024. Here's hoping that for next year, we keep it that way.
Checkpoint. I released an album I've been working on for over 2 years.
Checkpoint. I took a brutal job loss, a toxic work environment. Then I took the biggest gamble of my career and went to go work at a startup. It's easily been the hardest I've ever worked for anything. But after a year of living in absolute terror, it finally feels like this is going to be a real thing.
Checkpoint. So much has changed this year. I got my master's. I started a new job I really like. My son is finally thriving. Business is starting to pick up for my husband. I know I should be happy, but ever since my Lola died this past February, I felt nothing but lost and empty. I wish I could have shared these moments of joy with her. I miss her so much.
Checkpoint. I need to remember to not listen to self-doubt. I've been struggling with imposter syndrome for a few years, and I have to remind myself to take a look back. Look at all the great things you've accomplished in just a few years. I've got a better position at work. I've collabed with amazing people. I've been on a few albums. I've raised a bunch of money for charity. I'm taking better care of myself. I'm getting better at music. Life is on the up and up. Remember that.
Checkpoint. I've recently heard a quote that has helped to bring a lot of clarity to my philosophy of being a musician. And it's helped me make a lot of peace with a lot of struggles I've had. James Morrison is an Australian trumpet player who also plays basically every instrument at a very high level. And somebody asked him, "What's your favorite instrument?" And his answer was, "Whatever instrument I'm playing at the time." And I realized, that's it. My answer is the same. What's my favorite instrument? It's whatever instrument I'm playing at the time. But it extends further than that. What's my favorite kind of music? Whatever music I'm making at the time. By being able to have that as an answer, I don't have to choose, and I get to do all the things I want to do, and I get to keep doing them the way that I want to do them. And this has brought me so much peace as a musician. Anyways, I hope that you all have a blessed day, and I look forward to making music with you all in the future.
Dawning, but I'm having trouble seeing the light without my father here. My dad fought cancer for 5 long years, and he went out fighting 328 days ago. My dad was larger than life, hardworking, fiercely loyal, not stingy with his love or his laughter, and he adored music. You see, he was a rock and roll DJ for about 50 years, and he made it a point to take his daughters to see all of the music legends he could. Billy Joel, Elton John, Paul McCartney, Robert Plant. But like many a man of music with a family to support, he worked multiple jobs. And while he owned a guitar, never quite learned to play it. My husband and I have that guitar now. And the lyrics to a tune that Dad wrote and mailed to himself as a poor man's copyright. Dad may never have gotten the chance to make music, but he put the music in me. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, thanks, DOD, for giving me a place to give life to Dad's dreams.